So we will ask the question, what's going wrong here? What's blocking our compassion? How come our compassion is not growing? If to become enlightened we have to grow our compassion, how come it's not growing? And then we saw, because it's blocked. It's chained, encaged by our self-cherishing mind. And now, hopefully, over the last couple of days, we have seen that for as long as we are focused on ourself, for as long as we're regarding ourselves as most important, almost impossible to open our heart and develop any genuine compassion for all living beings. Compassion without partiality. Compassion without attachment. Chandrakirti explains that to develop our compassion, we need to be free from partiality, equally compassionate for all living beings, free from attachment. That's not happening because we're looking at the world from the perspective of our self-cherishing mind. And we saw, once we remove, even temporarily, as a temporary experience in meditation, we remove that self-cherishing perspective, and we saw how to do that at a stroke, with wisdom realizing that the object of our self-cherishing mind, the self that we normally see, does not exist at all. Realizing that frees our mind. We saw, naturally, there's no obstacle then to embracing the welfare of all living beings. Suddenly our compassion is unlocked, or I said unchained, compassion unchained. And now we can begin to grow our compassion. And you remember, this course is called, what's it called? Holy Secret. So, I was in France recently opening a centre and I got the wrong town. So, I mean, I was in the right town, but I couldn't remember what it was called. So here I am now with this opportunity to, without this big, inflated, heavy sense of self, open up to the world of all living beings and share this world with them. And now I have a swift way to grow my compassion. In the verse from Shantideva that this course, the title of this course, comes from. Thus, those who wish to swiftly, or want to swiftly, protect both themselves and others should practice this holy secret of exchanging self with others. Well, here comes the swift bit. This is why, because Shantideva is an emanation of the wisdom Buddha Manjushri. Wisdom is swift. Wisdom just cuts through the, whatever you want to call it, and gets on with it. So now, here's meditations that cut through. This meditation that we did this morning, this meditation where we realize that I is not inherently stuck on this body. I can actually impute I on anything. And we'll look at that a little bit later on. But in this meditation, let's take the body and mind of someone else. And let's impute I on that person. Just observing the body and mind of another person, thinking, I, what is it like to be that person? Really vividly in your imagination. And it's quite eye-opening, isn't it? Well, now we can do this individually with any living being, and we can do it collectively with all living beings. This is the real holy secret. This ability to exchange self with others and identify with others to accomplish a deep empathy. Now, if we harness this experience to increase our compassion, something quite extraordinary will happen. In somewhere, I think it's maybe 8 steps. I think it's 8 steps. Venerable Geshe says, when we're training in compassion, yeah, if you read the next section on great compassion in 8 steps to happiness after, exchange yourself with others. It's a most beautiful. I mean, it brings tears to your eyes just reading Geshe Rinpoche's explanation of the suffering of all living beings. If you can read that and not go all weepy, you're a welly heart. We read that and he describes in so many different ways the sufferings of all living beings. And what Geshe Rinpoche says is that we need to be able to exchange ourselves with others and feel their pain as keenly as we feel our own. This is Geshe Rinpoche's words. Feel their pain as keenly as we feel our own. We can do that. We're going to do this in this next meditation. If we imagine, if we use the technique that we used this morning, and I'll talk you through it again, and we imagine we are someone else. Maybe let's choose somebody who we know has some serious problems at the moment, maybe mental problems, emotional problems, mental pain, maybe physical problem, maybe both together. Somebody who's troubled. And imagine ourselves to be that person. And imagine we are experiencing as a self, as an I. Imagine we are experiencing their pain, mental pain or physical pain. What's going to happen? You know, Geshe Rinpoche says, when we're in pain, we find it unbearable. It's like Geshe said, even the small, it's just like a pinprick. We want our pain to stop as quickly as possible. That's our reaction, isn't it? We want our pain, do you remember I read from Geshe Rinpoche? We want our pain to stop as quickly as possible, but we don't feel quite the same urgency about other people's pain. When we exchange self with others, and we identify with someone else, and we feel their pain as if it were our own, then we have that urgency. Then we have this wish for their suffering to stop as quickly as possible. With all the force that you normally would wish for your own suffering to stop, it comes this strong feeling. In other words, through this meditation, we can, at a stroke, feel the suffering of others to be unbearable as we find our own suffering. That's incredible, isn't it? What a technique. Because then, the energy that comes from that, the wish to free someone from their suffering, when you felt their pain, your wish to free them from that is so much stronger. It says in the scriptures that when we develop compassion in this way, through depending upon exchanging self with others, that compassion is so much stronger than compassion developed in any other way. And so the bodhicitta to which it gives rise is also so much stronger, so much more powerful. This really is a quick path to enlightenment.